This reservation, given in 1860, was at first 60 miles long and 15 wide. No white people lived there at the time it was given us.
Year by year, the land at Pyramid Lake, set aside for the Paiute, was grabbed and claimed by white people. The mouth of the Truckee River, which was rich with fish, was taken over by the railroad. Ranchers herded their cattle into the valleys, where they consumed the wild grasses needed by the tribe for food. By the fall of 1864, another starvation winter loomed ahead. Out of desperation, Sarah hatched a plan to bring attention to the tribe's plight. From years of living among white people, she knew that despite their prejudice, they were fascinated by Indian ceremony of any kind. Chief Winnemucca, along with Sarah, Elma, Natchez, and a band of warriors, all in ceremonial garb, created a stir when they paraded through the streets of Virginia City. The parade halted in front of the stately International Hotel, where Chief Winnemucca gave a speech about his people's need for money to buy food and blankets, which Sarah translated for the assembled crowd. Then they passed a hat for donations. Sarah was right. The free-spending miners loved Indian spectacle. It was the first of many increasingly dramatic events staged by Princess Sarah, though her action-packed skits, like the Grand Scalp Dance, bore no resemblance to the way her people really lived. They were what white audiences craved, and they drew the crowds for her father's speeches. The performances packed theaters from Virginia City to San Francisco. But at the end of their tour, after paying expenses, the Winnemucca family returned to Pyramid Lake, discouraged and nearly empty-handed.
It was early in the spring when a company of soldiers came through and stopped and spoke to some of my people. They said that they would kill everything that came in their way.
Many Paiute, having lost their own land, now lived in enclaves near the towns.